Tomorrow reveals whether or not one persecuted Christian will find freedom again. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. American pastor Andrew Brunson is headed for court again, where he'll learn Turkey's fate for him. And in one Muslim-dominant nation, a new translation of the Bible is soon to hit the shelf. We'll dive further into that in just a moment. But first, folks who've been following the Andrew Brunson case are holding their collective breath, because tomorrow is the big day. Andrew Brunson is going to learn his fate as he appears again before the Turkish court. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says that in spite of rumors circulating about a potential release,
Pastor Brunson isn't free until he's free. And in the meantime, I guess in advance of his next hearing, we would certainly value prayer for him, for his release, for him to stand firm and to know God's comfort as well.
Pastor Brunson was arrested in 2016 in suspected connection to Turkey's failed coup, and he's been in prison ever since. If he's convicted on the charges of terrorism and espionage, he could be looking at 35 years behind bars.
It's been an ongoing trauma for Andrew and his family for such a long time now. And it's been so extraordinarily painful.
Two U.S. senators met with Turkey's president at the end of June to discuss the case. Few other details were released regarding their visit and whether or not it'll affect the court's decision tomorrow or not. But as believers, we know the authorities are guided by God's hand. So pray for his will to be done in this situation. Pray that the outcome of Brunson's case would not stop believers in Turkey from living out their faith. Next, since their inception, Mission Cry has sent over $330 million worth of Bibles and Christian books to people in 171 nations, but they haven't had partners to send materials to the Middle East. Recently, though, that all changed. A whole new world was open for them. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford.
We have just sent $50,000 of brand new of Arabic Bibles and Christian books that are now being distributed in Palestine and then also in Jordan. This is very significant because we always like to look at whatever the hotbeds, whatever is going on in the world right now, and wherever we see a lot of turmoil and problems.
Believers in Jordan and Palestinian territories are minorities, and many face persecution. So these Bibles and Christian books offer hope in the midst of their trials.
You talk about the area that they're in and the stress that they're under being a Christian in that area. You talk about encouraging them, encouraging someone, where it's one thing to ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, but it's another thing to have a Bible that you call your own, and then giving people the ability to go and minister to other people.
You can help the Word of God spread throughout the Middle East by funding projects through Mission Cry. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And in Indonesia, home of the world's largest Muslim population, they're getting a fresh translation of the full Bible. It's been just over 30 years since the last full translation was launched in the country, and a lot's changed since then. Biblica's Hans Kombrink says it's time for an update.
Language changes, culture changes, and there have been advances in biblical scholarship and research. And so, you know, from a translation and a communication point of view, we need to revise the Bible for every generation.
The current full Bible translation is mainly used by the church, but for someone not immersed in a congregation, understanding the translation can be difficult.
Our goal with the contemporary Indonesian version is that this will be a translation that communicates to young people, to people outside of the church who may be seeking a translation that could be used for discipleship and evangelism and outreach.
The new translation is set for release in October. Ask God to use this translation to transform hearts and reveal himself to those who are yearning for him. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, where listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.